my confidence issues and my fear of riding got so bad that at one point, after owning Junior for years and years, and after having rode him more times than I can count, I found myself literally sitting in the dirt of an arena, bawling my eyes out because I was terrified to get on his back. And I had tried so many things to become more confident and get over my fear, and none of it was working, and it was so frustrating. And I would never wish anyone to be in that situation because it was absolutely terrible. And that is why we are talking about this today. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. I'm your host, Katrina. And yes, today we are talking about becoming more confident on a horse, or I guess I should say more specifically, we're talking about the things that don't work to get you more confident on a horse, because as I've said, I have tried so many things in the past to become more confident and most of them did not work. And I do not want you, if you are feeling scared or fearful or just not confident, I don't want you to have to waste all of your time as well. I want you to just know what garbage is and move on to the things that do work. So I'm going through the things that don't work today, but stick around till the end because I will go over a few things that I did found work for improving your confidence on the back of a horse. As a rider, struggling with confidence can be one of the most frustrating and just embarrassing things to deal with. I myself have not talked about this a whole lot. I've had this podcast since 2018, 2019, and I've spoke very little about my situation with confidence and fear around horses because it is embarrassing to me. I had the same horse for years and years, and despite all that experience with him, I still had a ton of fear, and I felt, yes, embarrassment. I also felt like I was a failure. And to be honest, I don't know why my mother just said, okay, we're done with this and we're going to put you in guitar lessons or something else. I did stick with it, but it was and continues to be this part of my past that I feel a lot of embarrassment around, and that's why I have not talked about it a whole lot. But I feel like that's doing an injustice to you guys because I want you to learn from my experience. I want something positive to come out of it. If I had to go through it, let's make lemonade out of lemons. So I think one of the solutions that people provide when you're dealing with confidence issues is to fake it till you make it. So this idea is just kind of to, fake it until you actually do feel confident. This advice, it's not always effective, and it can even be harmful in some cases. One reason why faking it doesn't work is that it's not sustainable in the long term. Acting confident when you don't feel confident, it can be exhausting, and eventually your true feelings will catch up with you, and that can lead to feelings of frustration and disappointment when you're just unable to keep up this front of being confident. If you lack confidence because you lack experience or knowledge, simply pretending to be confident won't solve that problem. Instead, you need to work on building your skills and your knowledge so that you genuinely feel confident. And faking it just, you're not authentic when you're faking it. When you're constantly pretending to be something that you're not, it can be difficult to connect with others in a meaningful way if you're just hiding behind this curtain. I definitely fell into this trap of faking it till you make it. One thing I did do on the first truck that I had when I got my driver's license, I put a big sticker on the rear windshield that said cowgirl up, and that was supposed to be just like this reminder to me to cowgirl up. And that's definitely part of the Western horse industry, is this idea to cowboy up or cowgirl up, you know, just like, there was a John Wayne quote, what is it? It's like, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyways. Like, that was a quote that I completely lived by and thought, like, if I just believed that enough and told myself to cowgirl up enough, like, then I would be brave enough and I would feel confident in all those things. Another thing that I definitely tried was with this faking it till you make it is having alcohol, like taking a swig of vodka or whiskey before I got on a horse or like made a barrel run at a rodeo, having some alcohol to like have that false sense of confidence. And it's just a not a long-term successful strategy at all. And it's just, it's all smoke and mirrors. And eventually when those smoke and mirrors go away, like you're left with this, your lack of confidence, your fear, it's all still there. Another solution that I tried for getting over my confidence issues was the idea of just riding more, you know, get back in the saddle type of a thing. That can work in certain situations, but it can also do more harm than good. Simply riding more does not address the root cause of a rider's lack of confidence. Like I said, I had rode Junior for years and years and years. I had hours in the saddle on his back, and I still had confidence issues. So clearly the advice to just ride more was not the solution for me. If a rider is struggling with fear or anxiety, simply riding more may not address whatever those underlying issues are. In fact, if you push a rider to ride more, that can actually exacerbate their fears and anxieties, which makes the situation worse. Aside from just having the fear of riding Junior despite riding him for hours and hours and hours, I also had a situation where I was trying out a horse, and this was before I got Junior. I was trying out a potential new horse, and the ride was going really, really good, and I was like, yeah, this horse is sold. And then I don't know if like some snow fell off the indoor arena that we were in or something like that. There was a big noise, and the horse took off on me, and I fell off. Yeah, not great. I got back on the horse, no problem. I was definitely like shaken up, but I did get back on the horse. I did ride, and we brought the horse home. We brought the horse home, and there was no way I was getting back on that horse again. I was terrified, and trying to make me get back on the horse after that initial fall, like, it was a mess. Like, it was literally me just standing beside the horse saying, I can't. And trying to make me get on the horse was just highlighting my anxiety, like standing there trying to get myself to feel courageous enough to get back in the saddle was just like, it compounded my fear, just focusing on how scared I was to get on that horse. And it just did not help whatsoever. I think probably one of the bigger potential solutions that people offer for getting over fear or anxiety is all around this idea of positive affirmations, visualization, those sorts of things. So positive affirmations would be repeatedly telling yourself something like, I'm a confident rider, I'm a confident rider, I'm a confident rider. I am brave in the saddle. I enjoy being in the saddle. I like all those sorts of things, like telling yourself over and over again that you do feel confident. And just people say that you're trying to train your subconscious mind that you're a brave rider. And then when you get into a situation where you're on the horse, that subconscious kicks in and is like, hey, you're a brave rider. And then therefore you're a brave rider. And then there's also visualizations. So I'm sure you've heard of things like vision boards and stuff like that. So like creating, whether it's physical or digital, just this like collage almost of how you see yourself being. So for me, when I was in the depths of my fear issues, I was in the barrel racing world. So I would have a vision board with, you know, like someone running their horse really hard home, or just like riders that I identified as courageous and things like that. Or just also doing like mental work where you would close your eyes and visualize yourself being a confident rider. So I would sit and visualize myself making a barrel run and really like imagine myself like riding really aggressively and making my horse go really, really hard. So there's all those sorts of things that people say can help with your confidence. And yeah, it's all this idea of, it sounds so woo-woo now, like I can't even believe I tried this, but like trying to train your mind that you are a courageous, a fearless rider. And yeah, I'm sure you can tell by the way I'm talking, this did not work at all. It didn't matter how many times I rehearsed in my mind riding really, really aggressively, it never translated to the real world for me. One reason that this might not work for confidence is that confidence is often rooted in our past experiences and beliefs, and simply trying to change our thoughts or use positive affirmations, it may not be enough to overcome deeply ingrained patterns. Now, what some people will say is that your mind can't tell the difference between a real experience and an imagined experience, but I have a really hard time agreeing with that statement. People will say, if you attach enough emotion to that imagined experience, that your mind will believe that it was something that you actually experienced. But from what I have tried, it is basically impossible to attach the same level of emotion to an imagined experience as you would feel in a real life experience. And that's why this does not work. It's because as hard as you try to imagine what it's like being on a 1200 pound animal going at breakneck speed, you cannot, it is basically impossible to imagine that. And to convince your brain that while you're sitting on your couch imagining this, that it is actually happening. And yeah, that's why positive affirmations, visualizations, all that stuff, it is not effective for the majority of people. There's also the risk that positive affirmations and visualization can backfire and make us feel worse about ourselves. If we're not truly aligned with those affirmations that we're repeating, they can just feel false and cause us to doubt ourselves even more. In my personal experience, I found that using positive affirmations and visualization did not work for me in building confidence as a rider. While I could intellectually understand that I was capable and competent, deep down, I still had fears and doubts that I could not shake, despite, again, how many affirmations I said, despite how many times I visualized myself being that confident rider that I so badly wanted to be. And the last tip that I've gotten for overcoming fear and all that sort of thing that did not help my confidence, and I think this one might actually surprise you guys, is taking lessons and seeking the help of an instructor. So this one, it falls on both sides of the fence. It can work and it can also not work. So I have had a ton of different riding instructors over the years, starting from in 4-H to then getting like barrel racing lessons and stuff like that. And I've seen a wide range of instructors and I've had a wide range of experiences in terms of the techniques that those instructors have used, some of which were helpful and some of which were not. And so where I would say this is not helpful, you know, seeking help from an instructor, getting riding lessons, that sort of a thing, where I found that it's not helpful is when the instructors themselves do not know how to deal with someone who's dealing with fear. So I have found that instructors who themselves have never dealt with fear before are really ill prepared to deal with someone like this unless they have experience instructing other people who have fear. Because if you've never dealt with it yourself before, it's really hard to relate, to know why this person is experiencing fear and know how to help them. It is very, very difficult. And I've definitely had instructors where, yeah, they just don't know what to do. And so they'll use the tools that they have in their toolbox, but it kind of ends up being like hitting your head up against a brick wall because it's just, they're using the same techniques over and over again and it's not working. And at the end of the day, you're the only one who's going to know what's going to work for you. You may not know right away, like this is going to take a lot of trial and error, but at the end of the day, you're going to know what's going to work for you, not the instructor. The instructor, it's almost like shooting in the dark. And so one experience that comes to mind is I sought the help of a barrel racing instructor, and had I been someone else who was just, you know, me except didn't have the fear, she would have been fantastic. But it ended up being a train wreck. So at that point, I was comfortable riding junior. I could comfortably lope a barrel pattern, but I was definitely fearful of getting it to that next level and really getting him to actually get into a gallop and move. And so one of her techniques was to get me to do like a figure eight pattern, and she would literally run behind me with like a very long, very long driving whip, and she would whip my horse. So I might have been scared to kick my horse to get him to go, but that was not an issue because she had a driving whip making him go anyways. And yes, I did go faster, definitely went faster, but it was so bad for me mentally. I would get home and I would know that that time next week, I would have another lesson with her and I needed to have improved. And so I would be at home trying to get myself to do better, go faster, so that maybe at the next lesson she wouldn't chase my horse with a whip. And it got to the point where even at home, I was so anxious about riding junior because I knew I had to push myself really, really hard, and it scared me. I was so anxious all the time to like literally at home go out and ride my horse because I knew what I would have to do out there was something that pushed me very far outside of my comfort zone. So I think I might have done a handful of lessons with her and then I stopped. I couldn't handle it. And so that's an example of an instructor who did not work for me. I've also had instructors that didn't push me nearly far enough. I've spent more than any time that I'd like to admit, just standing on the ground beside of a saddled horse saying, "I can't, I can't, I can't." And the instructor just quietly trying to coax me to put my foot in a stirrup. And like, there was no like, I needed to be pushed a bit more than that, but they just didn't. They just let me do what I want, basically. And that was not helpful either. Like, there's, I guess that's the hard thing about being an instructor. You need to know how much you can push your student without pushing too much. Like, there's this fine line between not pushing enough and pushing too much. And it does just come from growing the relationship between instructor and student and just figuring out where that line is, which that does take some time. But I've definitely had instructors who were way too far on one side or way too far on the other side. And that's why, yeah, this is kind of a double-edged sword. Taking lessons, having an instructor can definitely help if it's the right student-instructor combo. So those were kind of the like major things that did not work for me. Now I just want to quickly go over the things that potentially can help and the things that I personally have found work. So we'll just dive into the thing I was just talking about, which is an instructor taking riding lessons. If you are able to find the right instructor, that can accelerate your progress and increase your confidence more than anything else, because it's like you get this synergy going and it's like you just skyrocket your progress. So taking the time to, one, find someone who has a good reputation, and then two, investing the time to build a relationship with them. If you can do that, above anything else that I'm going to say today, that is the one thing to help you become a more confident rider. Easier said than done, but definitely worth the investment to find someone, and then, like I said, build a relationship with them. Another thing that has really worked for me is, okay, this is where the A-type personality comes out, and it's just building a progressive riding plan. So with your confidence, we don't need to go from timid rider to like extreme eventer, super fearless. There's a wide range between that, right? So, and you don't ever need to get to fearless adventure, to be honest, but you can work at getting even like 0.5% better every time you ride your horse. And that's where this progressive riding plan comes into play. If you can push yourself just a little bit every single day, or even like push yourself one day, stay there for a week, then push yourself a little bit the next week, that compound effect of slowly getting more confident with things, you know, it might be loping. Maybe you're scared to go beyond a slow pleasure lope. If you can like lope a few strides a little faster and then bring it back, lope a few strides faster and then bring it back. Just those little like dip a toe out of the comfort zone and then bring it back. Maybe sit there a little longer and then bring it back. That I have found that just that little compound effect can have, you can go very far if you're consistent with that over time. Another thing that has helped me tremendously is actually taking care of my own body. So I don't think it's a coincidence that the height of my confidence issues was also the height of my eating disorder issues. And so at the time of my eating disorder issues, I was not all there mentally just because I wasn't eating. I did not give my brain food to work. And I was also very skinny and very weak. Now that I'm out of that, I have a full functioning brain and I've got some muscles. I feel good in my body. That has helped my confidence a ton, because now I feel very confident that, let's say my horse spooked and went sideways on me, which they do quite often, I can handle it. I can sit there. If need be, I can like brace, hold on. I'm not going anywhere because I am strong, I am fit, and I can handle it. And that alone gives you a lot of confidence, knowing that if my horse does something, yeah, that might be scary, but guess what? I'm strong enough to stay with them and to handle it. And that's a good feeling. And I like, it's nothing that I've had to mentally conjure up. It just has come with the fact that I feel strong in the saddle. It has helped a lot. It's not just aesthetics, guys. Being strong, being fit, it does have benefits far beyond anything that you could imagine. Another thing that might help, and this was a very hard pill for me to swallow, is to consider a different discipline. So I did post a video a while back about why I quit barrel racing, and that was hard. But now, like, barrel racing was brutal for my confidence. There is nothing more intimidating than having packed stands and knowing that you need to send your horse into an unknown arena with like bulls in the chutes and like banners and loud music and an announcer and questionable ground. Send your horse into that environment full tilt, making a run. That is terrifying. It to this day, that is terrifying. I would never do that. Nope. But now that I've switched to reining and showing, like, that is my jam. I have so much confidence when it comes to reining, showing. Like, I have confidence in those disciplines. I feel really good going into an arena for a show like that. No problem. Switching disciplines was, again, one of the best things that I did for my confidence. I wish I could go back and tell myself that. I want you to do this sooner because you will be so much better off switching disciplines. So if you're having issues in a discipline, I don't know, maybe you are in eventing or whatever it is, and you're just having trouble, like, as hard as it might be, consider maybe just taking a break. You don't necessarily need to say goodbye to that discipline forever, but maybe try something else for a while, get your confidence really good, and then maybe revisit it. Just a thought. Another thing that I think is really important for your confidence is, as corny as it might sound, building a relationship with your horse. So, and that is outside of the saddle. Like, yes, time in the saddle counts too, but also just like hanging out in the pasture, grooming your horse, taking him for hand walks, doing groundwork, like really building a relationship with your horse. This isn't going to be as big of a mover as some of the other things that I've mentioned, because like I said, I had owned Junior for years and rode him and spent so much time with him, and I still had fear issues, but I do feel like building a bond and building some trust with your animal and just having that really good knowledge of, like, he knows you and you know him, there's something there, I think. And I think anyone who's gotten a new horse, you can definitely understand this. Like, the more that you know your horse, the more you know how they're going to react in situations. I think that can give you confidence going into different situations. I've definitely experienced this with Diesel. So I've owned him for a year now, and it's definitely been, again, a bonding building year to be like, okay, he's only three, so there's that. And then I don't really know him yet. He's not completely finished in terms of training. So, like, learning how he reacts in situations, but also building a level where he trusts me because he's familiar with me and how I act. But then it's also a two-way street of, I also can start to trust him because I know how he's going to react, and we can kind of rely on each other. It's a very long-term process, but it's definitely something where you definitely want to invest in, yes, riding your horse, but also just the groundwork, the grooming, spending time, that counts for a lot. And the last solution that I'm going to offer, again, might be a hard pill to swallow. So I had mentioned that I had rode Junior for years and I had fear. I bought diesel a year ago and I am 100 times more confident on diesel than I think I've ever been on junior. Like, even to this day, I am more confident on diesel today than I am on junior. Junior is older, I've more experience with him, he's more broke, he's been to more things, and yet I'm more confident on diesel. Diesel's only 4, he's been to a handful of shows at this point, he has not finished. Looking at it on paper, I should be way more confident on junior. And yeah, I don't know, I do not honestly know what it is, but I am 100% more confident on diesel. And if you had told me that, hey, you need to get a new horse and you will be more confident on a different horse beyond junior, there's no way I would have gotten rid of him. I would have still pushed through. But it is something to consider. The horse does come into this equation. If you are not feeling safe on your horse, if you're not feeling confident on your horse, consider selling them and buying a different horse. If this is something that you are committed to, you want to have, maybe not even have success, but just enjoy, you have to take the horse into consideration. And as much as it might break your heart to sell the horse that you have now, that might be the solution. I know it's really hard. Really hard. And like I said, you might be like me, being like, yes, I know I've been on other horses and I've been better, but I want to make it work with this horse. Then you need to just acknowledge that and try to make it work, as difficult as that is. But it's definitely something that you need to consider. So I think we're going to wrap up there. So I would say, if you are struggling with confidence, with fear as a rider, I would say don't fall for the trap of fake it till you make it and cowgirl up. Don't fall for that. I would say do not waste your time on positive affirmations or visualization. And instead, I would say be very, very picky about who you pick as an instructor and then dive full into lessons with them. Be mindful of who you're training with, what discipline you're doing, what horse you're riding, and then trying to push yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit at a time. And at the end of the day, I really, really think experience and knowledge trumps all else. So I've been riding horses for over 20 years at this point, and I think the reason I'm more confident today, on top of all these other things that I've talked about today, is because I do have 20 years of experience under my belt. I'm a much better rider than I was back then, and I know how to keep myself out of trouble on a horse. There's definitely something to be said for knowledge and experience. So, and like I said, having a good instructor can help accelerate that knowledge and experience curve for you. So I do not take this topic lightly, because it has been a multi-year struggle for me, but it's definitely worth continuing on. As much as you might consider selling your horse and taking up guitar lessons instead, if your heart is really in it and you want to keep horses in your life, it is definitely worth continuing to try and make this work. The one thing I would say is, if something isn't working, don't keep trying to force it to work. Keep trying different things. I know that was the biggest thing for me. I was just trying to do the same thing and just expecting a different result, which I believe is the definition of insanity, and it didn't work. But I'm in a much better place now. And so if you are struggling and you need help with your confidence on the back of a horse, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm always available to chat about things like this and help you in any way that I can. You can reach me on Instagram, is probably the best way, at Strong in the Saddle. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.